If you're a regular listener of this show and if you follow other work that I do, you know that I'm incredibly passionate about whistleblowers. And speaking about Eskom, the fact that we've had incredible South Africans speaking up about the capture at Eskom, we've seen huge amounts of money being returned to the fiscus because of the work of whistleblowers around state capture and state-owned entities. So notable that the Blueprint Prizes honoring whistleblowers have awarded South Africans. The winners include three brave Zondo whistleblowers and one ex-police woman. So this just goes to show the international recognition of whistleblowers. So this includes Cynthia Stimple, who blew the whistle on corrupt deal at South African Airways. She exposed her dismissal before she was vindicated by the Zondo Commission. Ethel Williams' disclosures about the consultancy Bain and Co. He's been acknowledged. Bianca Goodson also for her exposure of the corruption at Trillion and at Eskom as well. And then a 15-year veteran of the police force, Patricia Mashale. She's been making headlines recently. She reported corruption as well in the police firearms department. So we're joined now by Dr. Sulet Dreyfus, who's the Executive Director for Blueprint for Free Speech. Dr. Dreyfus, thank you for joining us again on the Midday Report. You have acknowledged three Zondo whistleblowers and a policewoman, also South African. It's astonishing that South African whistleblowers have got such a high status internationally.
Well, I think, I mean, much of that is a credit to the Zondo Commission. So I don't think in this century we have seen such a searing self-investigation as Zondo. No other country has put itself through such a rigorous assessment that way. And that is fantastic. Now the hard part is, of course, what do you do about it? But one of the most important things that needs to be done about it is to recognize the contribution of the whistleblowers. I think Zondo is pretty clear. It couldn't have done its work as a commission in the way that it did without the incredibly valuable, whistleblowers. But we also see that they've paid a terribly high price, you know, and that means they lose their jobs. There's a bit of a saying. There's, you know, the saying is you lose, you know, your wife, you lose your house, you lose your life. And I think that's, often true with whistleblowers. So now that there's been a sort of public acknowledgement of how important they are, and this is an acknowledgement that's being seen internationally, when looking at South Africa, then I think it's quite interesting to see what will be done about continuing to improve the protection of them.
It's remarkable that you say that the South African whistleblowers are acknowledged in the way that they are globally, yet locally they aren't acknowledged in the same way. You look at the legislation, they're not protected. The Justice Minister said that they are looking at new legislation, which could happen by April next year. But as things stand at the moment, whistleblowers in South Africa are not protected and are not rewarded.
Well, I think we know that. I mean, we know from data gathered, for example, by the South African chapter of Transparency International. So I'm on the International Council at Transparency International in the Secretariat in Berlin. And Corruption Watch has done some really interesting analysis, which is between 2012 and 2020. There were more than 5,000 reports of corruption in local government. And most of those were whistleblowers in offices of the municipal managers and the police departments. Now, I'm sure this will ring true with a number of your listeners. And of course, we have our fourth whistleblower who we've honored from South Africa, Patricia Mashale, who has come from the police force herself, 15-year veteran of the police force. But as you say, the South African whistleblower law, I think of it as like the beta of software. So it was quite incredible when it came in, and really groundbreaking in Africa and indeed internationally. So there were studies done looking at comparing international whistleblower laws, and it stood very well next to a number of them. But we're now at that stage where it might be the time to go to version one of the software and adopt some better international standards and recommended best practices. So, for example, more protection for whistleblowers' safety. I mean, right now, the witness protection only covers the whistleblowers, not their families. Well, who wants to live away from, you know, your 8-year-old son or your husband or whatever? And even then, it's only if the whistleblower is giving evidence in court. But not every whistleblower does, because not every case ends in court. And that means without that, they may not be protected. There are limits on the law that it means it's covering some kinds of corruption, but it leaves giant gaps in other things, particularly in procurement agreements. Well, we've seen from Zondo, that's where a lot of the corruption is. And it's not just that it's in the procurement issue. It's that it's probably the biggest corruption in terms of the total amount of money involved. And that you see disclosures are really protected if you can go to the public protector or the auditor general.
Yeah.
But that's very limiting, and not everyone can do that or will do that. And people who aren't familiar with the law might go somewhere else even by accident or might feel they can't go there. In fact, what we recommend, in our research, is that whistleblower laws should protect any whistleblower who's making a disclosure in addition to particular agencies to any elected representative.
Yep. Well, thank
because you know that you can find usually one who's good.
Mm. This is so important because, as you say, there is global best practice. We can look at it. But thank you for acknowledging South Africa's whistleblowers. And it just goes to show the status that our whistleblowers do have on the global stage. So my thanks to Dr. Suella Dreyfus, who's the Executive Director for the Blueprint for Free Speech, the Blueprint Prizes, honoring 4 South African recipients this year.